welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you're able to make time in your schedule today to share these next few minutes with us. The last number of weeks, actually 2-3 weeks now, we've been sharing on the human will and our emotions and how we can get victory over the enemy that would use our emotions or use our will to get us sidetracked from God's plan for our lives, for God's will, as is evidenced in His Word, and as well as from His specific purpose and plan for our individual lives. And so today I'll conclude, at least for a time, this sharing on our emotions. And I'd like to share some, signposts, I guess you could say, of emotions that have been damaged. You know, we cannot go through life without suffering the consequences of this fallen world in which we live. People hurt us. Even those closest to us can severely damage us emotionally. And a lot of this takes place when we're young, when we're babies, infants, when we're young children, when we're our character and our personality is actually being formed. The enemy will come against those that are specially chosen of God and have all manner of, you know, terrible things happen to them. So when we have these negative characteristics, we know where we can go. We can go to our great shepherd, our good shepherd, who restores our soul, restores it back to what God designed it to be, healthy and whole and prosperous. And so if any of these characteristics happen in your life on a large scale, you need to work on getting them corrected. Don't govern your life by emotions functioning in a way that God did not intend. Now, what's an example of a damaged emotions? Well, a severe or a continual sense of unworthiness. You know, there are some people that they've prayed the sinner's prayer and they still don't believe they're saved. They don't believe they're worthy. They're actually, even though they've done everything, they've repented, they've come to the Lord, there's such a continual sense of unworthiness that they're being robbed of the joy of their salvation. Is that something you're dealing with all the time? You know, you might think, well, you know, I just never could do that. I probably don't deserve that. Well, God didn't create you that way. You're a masterpiece in His hands. He created you. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture, the people of His hand. We didn't create ourselves. God did. And so when you have negative feelings about yourself, that's a reflection on God's work. And He doesn't make junk. You've probably heard that phrase. Now, also if you're a perfectionist, well, I could relate to that. You know, everything has to be in its place and there's high demands on yourself and everybody else. Well, that's a great burden to live under. You know, someone who's always attaining to something, striving, but they always find something wrong. Why? Because we live in a fallen world and we ourselves will not be perfect. Our hearts can be perfect in terms of always seeking to please God, but until Jesus comes, we will fall short of perfection. And that's what's frustrating. You know, if everything would just be perfect, then, you know, the perfectionist would have arrived. But beloved, life is not perfect. Another sign of damaged emotions is being super sensitive, wearing feelings on their sleeve. You know, if you've been hurt a lot, you have a tendency to be super sensitive, or perhaps being continually fearful or timid. Well, if that's the case, fear is a real problem in your life. And then also there's another something that is something we need to consider, and that's perverted sexual activity that is prohibited by God's word. It can cause damaged emotions, that's for certain, but also it's a sign of damaged emotions. It can cause harmful situations within us. We need to understand this and not live a life of, you know, on the level of guilt and condemnation. Guilt overrides and can be a governing factor in your life if that's, you know, you fall prey to this strategy of the enemy. We have to get past these harmful emotions. God help is right there. But we have to stay in the process. Instead of hiding, go to God again. God did not create you to live at this level. And it does take work. Sometimes it's easier for women than men. Men tend not to hold still long enough and tend not to change because of this. They're not as submissive. That's another factor, too. Perhaps you don't know how to say no. There may be guilt, fear, and all those negative things could be a governing factor in your life. And these things, you have to recognize, those are holding you back. God has great things in mind for you. You know, your blessings that God has for you would cause such a pressure in your life that you couldn't handle it. You know, you couldn't take care of them. If you have strong soulish desires, if you had experienced God's blessings, you started walking in an increased amount of His favor, you'd forget God. And, you know, we've seen tragic examples of this in decades past in ministries, nationally known ministries that have fallen. Why? Beloved, if you've ever wondered, when you've found out something and there's been some scandal, how could someone used of God, you know, fall like that? Well, beloved, it's really quite simple. The gifts and calling of God are without repentance. When God places a call on a man or woman's life, those are His giftings, and nothing changes that at all, ever. Nothing can change that. But what we do have control over, and what is a factor and what has been the downfall of so many, is their character has not matched their calling. They have not asked God to deal with them and to cleanse them from soulish desires and from the indulgences of the flesh. And so, beloved, we just have to understand that when God gives us something, He wants to be able to trust us with it. We need to keep giving. We need to keep growing, following the leading of the Holy Spirit, taking responsibility. We can't put those things off. In the 8th chapter of Matthew, Jesus gives a command to His disciples to depart by ship, by boat, to the other side. And He has a place for them to go. Remember, that's when that big storm arose. Beloved, He has a place in mind for you. You'll never find Him at a loss as to where He wants you to be. He's never forgotten anyone. Remember, they were so fearful. And then He rebukes them. He says, "Why are you so fearful, O ye of little faith?" The Lord has a place in mind for you. He has a destiny. He said, go to the other side. In verse 23, a great storm arose. Have you ever followed God and then you experienced the biggest trial of your life? Well, you know, we see patterns of that in the Word. You feel overwhelmed. Jesus is silent. He's asleep. You feel that He doesn't care. There's no way out. But the Lord is saying, do you know I'm here? Have you forgotten? He knows right where you are. Why are you so full of fear, you of little faith? Beloved, our walk is a faith walk. It takes faith to follow God. When you're full of fear, you have very little faith. We're perishing is not an expression of faith. And the men marveled when He calmed the sea. Anytime a person is in awe or marveling, that's not faith. They're still asking questions. What manner of man is this? But Jesus disregarded the wind, the waves. He knew where He was going. A lot of people get afraid in the journey. They're afraid, well, maybe I'll fail. I just don't think I have what it takes. But beloved, You might be feeling that way today, but God is more than enough. There will be tests and there will be trials, no matter what you do. So you might as well be following God. Learn to resist fear. It has torment. Deal with it. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. We need to be in a place that we're holding on and acting on what God says. Well, you know, Sister Glass, I know I'm feeling afraid, but I'm going to go ahead to act on what God said. The Lord has so many things for us we don't even realize. We need to rest in what God is doing in our lives. He'll never let you down. He hasn't failed you yet, has He? You know, if something doesn't turn out the way we think it should, then we get afraid. We don't ever want to get close to that ever happening again. We're afraid. But we need to get into that place where it doesn't matter. Fear must not set the parameters of your life. Only the fear of the Lord. Praise God. Well, I pray this series has been a blessing to you and encouraged your heart and given you a new sense of confidence in the Lord, that in Christ you can do all things. He is your the fortifier of your will. He is the calmer of your emotions. He will make a way for you, even where there may seem to be no way. In the few moments that remain, please allow me to pray with you. And if you need help in this area, let's just call out to the Lord, for He will hear and answer prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank You for every listener. And Lord, these days we devoted to talking about our human will, about our emotions. Lord, as the psalmist says, we delight to do Thy will, yea, Thy law is within our heart. Lord, we ask You, as You said to the prophet Jeremiah, You would inscribe, You would write Your new laws on our heart. Lord, that it is You working in us both to will and to do of Your good pleasure. You will enable us, Lord, to do what we need to do in the natural, and then You will do what no agency can do, what no man can do, what we cannot do, what the arm of flesh cannot do. And that is, Lord, we appropriate now Your healing virtue. Lord, I ask You to heal emotions. I ask You to heal wounded souls. I ask You, Lord, to restore them to wholeness and to health. Lord, that their soul may prosper in every aspect of their life, in Jesus' wonderful name. I thank You for it. Praise God. Well, it's been such a privilege and such a joy to minister to you. If you need further prayer, or you would like just to, you know, be able to share with someone, no one else will see your letter but you, me, and the Lord. And I invite you to write, share those needs. And again, I thank you, those of you who have stood so faithful in prayer and financial giving. May God bless you as only He can. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.